Track 16, Musical Memories. Music of one sort or another has always been part of the Christmas tradition, hasn't it? And in particular, Christmas carols are an absolute favourite with people of all ages. One of the best known is the 12 Days of Christmas, and as you will hear, this piece has an interesting history with various theories as to its provenance and meaning. Here's Tony.
On the first day of Christmas, my true love sent to me a partridge in a pear tree.
On the second day of Christmas, my true love sent to me two turtle doves and a partridge in a pear tree. On
the third day, as it's December, I feel that our musical moment this month should be in the spirit of the festive season, and what's more festive than a Christmas carol? A staple of all carol concerts and Christmas musical celebrations is the 12 Days of Christmas. Not only that, the various gifts, ranging from a partridge in a pear tree to 12 drummers drumming, feature on many a Christmas card. Somehow, this carol has embedded itself in our collective Christmas psyche, and Christmas just would not be Christmas without it. But what is the history of this piece, and why does it hold such a fascination for us? Well, the 12 Days of Christmas represent the period from Christmas Day to the 5th of January, the day before Epiphany, which traditionally marks the end of Christmas festivities. That's the easy bit. But theories about the origins and meaning of this song are many and various. Its exact origins are unknown, but it is an example of a cumulative song, meaning that each verse is built on top of previous verses, and is thought to have originated from a children's memory game, where players tested their recall of the gifts and had to pay a forfeit if a mistake was made. When it's your turn, you have to list all the previous gifts and add the next one. If you can't remember a verse, you owe your opponents a forfeit, usually a kiss or a sweet of some kind. The best-known English version of the carol was first printed in a children's book called Mirth Without Mischief, published in London about 1780, and a broadsheet printed in Newcastle upon Tyne at about the same time. In the north of England, it was often called the 10 Days of Christmas, as only 10 gifts were given. Does that mean they were more miserly in the north? One source suggests that the partridge in a pear tree is taken literally when it looks as if the carol originated in France, as the red-legged partridge perches in trees more frequently than the common partridge, and the red-legged bird was introduced into England from France around 1770. In the original lyrics, the four calling birds, which is usually sung today, were four collie birds. Collie is thought to be the Old English for black, hence these were four blackbirds. There is apparently a Scottish version with one of the gifts listed as an Arabian baboon. Versions of the song also appear in France, Iceland, the Faroe Islands and Sweden, reflecting the Christmas traditions of each country. There is a theory that the song has a hidden meaning, stemming from the period between 1558 and 1829, when Catholics in England were not permitted to practice their faith openly. According to this theory, each gift symbolises a different aspect of the Catholic doctrine, and the song was used secretly to pass on a certain ideology. Although this theory is now largely being discredited, it does still seem to be adhered to in certain circles. So, as you can see, there's more to this carol than you might have imagined. There's not so much controversy about the tune, however. Although a large number of different melodies have been associated with the song, the melody we use today was composed by an English baritone and composer called Frederick Austin in 1909. He arranged the music for solo voice and piano accompaniment and included it in his concert repertoire. He also standardised the lyrics, which are now in general use. The fascination with this carol even continues into our modern capitalist world. Since 1984, PNC Bank in America has been tracking the price of each gift using the PNC Christmas Price Index. It uses current market rates to calculate how much each gift would cost on average for the modern consumer. And in 2022, the total cost of all the gifts amounted to $41,205.58. And for a bonus point, who can tell me how many gifts in total were sent by the True Love? Well, it is 364, of course.
On the 12th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me 12 drummers drumming, 11 pipers piping, 10 lords a-leaping,
9 ladies dancing,
8 maids a-milking,
7 swans a-swimming,
6 geese a-laying,
5 gold rings,
5 golden rings,
4 calling birds,
3 French hens,
2 turtle doves,
and a partridge in a pear tree, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Thank you, Tony. What an intriguing history that carol has.